Hello.
Hi, my name is Lily. I'm calling with Local Splash. Am I speaking with Carla?
I'm Carla.
How are you today, Carla?
Good, how are you?
Good, good, thank you. I'm sorry to bother you. I just wanted to reach out. It looks like we might have oh, we missed a call. Did you have questions about your account?
Yes, I called you guys yesterday.
Okay.
It's about the deal because I paid last month. Tina told me this month I would have some customer, but I did not receive any. Last month I did not receive any.
Oh.
My question is how I can make the next payment if I don't receive any customer.
Okay, let me check your placement here. Let me see what's going on. You see, you have local SEO. Okay, let me check your visibility out on Maps. Just a second here. Okay, so I am seeing you on the first page. You're about in position number 9. It's almost towards the half of the page. The first page is really considered the first 20 placements. So I see that it's going up, but it is taking a little longer than expected. Let me just check to see what we need to do here. One moment. There was a, I'm sorry, I'm seeing a lead that you received on the 3rd of this month. I know it was about a week, a couple of weeks ago. Are you by any chance seeing these calls that are coming in through your call tracking?
Can you say again, please?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm seeing a call from about 2 weeks ago. I just wanted to bring it up because you said you didn't get any leads, and I just wanted to make sure that you're receiving the calls from your call tracking number. Because this one actually says it, follow-up needed. It's for one with the phone number 716-270-1833. I just want to make sure that you're seeing those calls.
I saw that call.
Sorry, ma'am?
I saw that call. The person called, I think, by mistake, something like that.
Oh. Okay, yeah, because it says it needs follow-up. But yeah, besides that, I'm not seeing too much. I know that what I can do is I can get in touch with our Google optimization team to really see what needs to be done. Because your placement is already on the first page, but it definitely needs to move higher. That's how we're going to get you, you know, daily leads and calls. Let me just check your reviews. Okay, you have good reviews. The only thing I would suggest with your reviews is to reply to them. We now have the option to auto-reply to your reviews as well, so that's something we can turn on for you. Would you like me to take care of that for you?
You can do it.
Okay, yeah, because we have a really good, it's brand new. The system's like not even a week old, and now includes auto-replies to your reviews. So it's used with AI. It takes the actual, you know, words that they leave you, and then they leave a very nice reply. It's not all just a generic reply. So I'll turn that on for you. That will help with placement. Let me just check what other options we have here. One second. Okay, we are creating posts 3 times a week. Let me check your photos. Okay. Is there any way that you may have any new photos that we can use, Carla? Because I also have the option to create some new flyers. We already create posts 3 times a week on your Google profile, but we're finding that flyers are also making a difference with visibility and placement as well as traffic. So if you happen to have some new photos, I'd be more than happy to send you an email that you can reply to, and then I can have those flyers created within the next 24 hours and placed on your Google profile. Would you happen to have any photos that you can send in today?
No, ma'am. I never more received any customers since like 3 months or 2 months. I never more work with. I don't have any new photos.
Okay. Well, we can use the ones you have. We just like to ask so we're not so repetitive. But I'll ask for the flyers to be created today and then added to your Google profile. Another, let me just check your business hours. Hang on 1 second. Okay. Your service areas are within the limit, so you don't have to worry about, like, minimizing your service areas to improve your placement. But one thing that Google is also suggesting is changing your business hours. I'm not sure how open you are to that because it is very possible that you'll get calls after hours. But when it comes to Google's optimization, the algorithm, you know, looking at your page, if there is, for example, let me give you an example. So right now, let's say that it's 5 p.m. and your business is closed. If I look for your business at 6 or 7 p.m., because it's closed and it'll show that in red, Google will naturally bump your placement down a few notches for the businesses that are open. So right now what they're suggesting is that we change the business hours to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so that Google recognizes your listing as always open and it can continue to move it up. Because that's our goal, is to get you to be number one, to be able to see the best results possible. So I'm not sure if you're willing to do that, but it is a very good suggestion from Google.
Okay, if you can change, no problem.
Okay, perfect. So I will ask for the hours to be updated to 24/7, and I'm going to ask for some flyers to be created. Just a second. I've also already turned on the auto reply on your reviews. So they start receiving replies. You don't have to worry about logging in and replying yourself anymore. Okay, now, with these changes, you should see a bit of an increase in traffic. Placement can take about, you know, 2 weeks or so to improve. But if you'd like, I can follow up with you in about 2 weeks' time. I'll schedule a call back, and then we can review together. Because these three things that I'm applying today are enough to make a difference on your account here. At least, to make an immediate difference is what I mean.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I better make some noise. Can you say again?
Yeah. No, I was just going to say that these three changes that I'm going to implement, so we're going to change your business hours to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to create the flowers and the flyers on your Google dashboard and your profile, and then we already enabled the auto reply for your reviews. So as long as you continue to get good reviews, that should be enough for us to see a difference within about the next 2 weeks or so. So that's why I mentioned I would like to follow up with you in about 2 weeks, just to get your feedback and see that, and you know, make sure that we're headed in the right direction. Would that be okay?
Okay.
All right. Perfect. So I'll implement these changes right away. Let me just go ahead and, because your account is, what I can do, I know we've already applied a service credit before, but I can go ahead and apply a $50 service credit on your account. That way you only have to pay $99 today and you'll still have all of the same services. And then that way we can also make sure to touch base next month before your billing date and make sure that, you know, you're willing to continue at that point. Would that be all right?
I'm sorry, ma'am. I don't have any $9 to pay.
Oh, you don't,
I don't have any. I don't have any. Even $1, I don't have.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because our contract is give me the customer. If I don't have any customer, how I can pay? I pay every month. I try to do my best to pay to get like even one or two customers in the beginning. That's bad. But I never received any from you. And I never know what, because I don't have any way to find a customer. Somebody told me about you, and I trust you. Since I started with you, I never received any customer. How I can make a payment? That's my first question I ask you when I call, when you call me.
So I'm seeing that you logged in to your dashboard yesterday, right? Are you seeing your leads tab so you can see the actual calls that come in through the service here?
Can you say again?
Yeah. It looks like you just logged into your client dashboard yesterday, it looks like, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just wondering if you're going in the leads tab, because in the leads tab, even though I only see one for March, I do see quite a few before that. So I just want to make sure that you're, you know, seeing them. I don't want you to miss your calls and your messages, because I'm besides the one for March, actually I'm seeing two for March, but one of them's not a valid lead. The other ones that follow are you know, from the months past. But I just want to make sure that, that you're able to log into your dashboard, because once I implement these changes today, we expect an increase of traffic and calls overall.
I told you in the beginning, I saw that missed call, one person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you may still want to follow up, because with your type of services, there's most of the time, people are looking for that, and it's not necessarily needed immediately, so you may want to follow up with that one. What I can do, let me see if there is anything. Yeah, because we already pushed out your billing. Well, what I can do, Carla, I can go ahead and extend your billing date 2 weeks to give us time to work on these changes.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. So let me go ahead and give you your new billing date. So it's actually going to be on the 30th. So on the 30th, your billing date will come at 149. Well, I'll still add that service credit, so you'll have your.
If I receive a customer, I don't have any problem to pay, ma'am.
Yeah, I understand that.
If I receive a customer, I don't have any problem to pay you guys.
Mm-hmm. I understand. I just want to also mention, if you don't get any customers, please let us know at least 3 days before your billing date, so that you don't end up actually owing anything. Because.
Thank you.
Yeah, just please don't wait for the payment to fail, because then we don't want our department of failed payments to start bothering you. So I'll extend it until the 30th, and then I'll follow up with you anyway, just to see where we are and if you'd like to continue at that point. But I'm sure you're going to see improvement in the next couple of weeks with the changes I'm going to implement. Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you
absolutely.
So much. Thank you.
Absolutely. So I'll follow up with you as well here, Carla. And once the flyers are ready, we'll send you an email with the flyers so you can take a look at them as well and know what's going on your Google profile. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Absolutely. Was there anything else that I can help with today?
No, thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, Carla. I appreciate your time and your patience. And if you have any questions, just let us know. We'll be more than happy to help. Okay?
Thank you. Thanks so much. Bye-bye. Have a good
day. You're welcome. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.